Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast here, and this is my reaction to the 2-0 win against Hearts today at Hampden in the Scottish Cup semi-final. It wasn't a classic by any means, but it's a cup tie. I suppose it's win by any means necessary, and we've certainly done that. It lines us up with an Old Firm final on the 25th of May. It's apparently the first Old Firm Scottish Cup final since 2002, so that's an interesting stat, that one there. But the game itself, we lined up with four changes from the Dundee game. The most notable and quite surprising, Goldson was benched and Balogun taking his place. So we lined up Butland, Balogun, Tavernier, Souter, Sterling, Cantwell, Lundstrom, Matondo, Seymour, Diamandé and Dessers. On the subs bench we have McCrory, Goldson, Silva, Lawrence, Dowell, Roof, Barisic, Raskin and McCausland. So the first half, it was a decent first half, not anything stunning, but largely in control, and we found ourselves a goal up. We had contained Hearts when they tried to get forward, Butland only having one big thing to do, I think, in the first half, which may have been ruled offside anyway if it had went in. We created very little though, and Craig Gordon equally never had a lot to do either. We were still looking to take that extra touch, we're not wanting to shoot. We were better in midfield though in this game compared with the last couple of games, and as I said, we contained Hearts largely. We had a chance very early on in the third minute. It was a lovely chip ball down the right wing by Tavernier to Seymour. Seymour puts a great ball into the middle and Dessers tries a jumping side foot volley, but he hits it wide. Maybe easier to put it on target, that one there. Maybe should have went with the head. However, he scores probably the harder chance on the fifth minute to make it 1-0. Tavernier does well to win the ball. He slides it to Cantwell near the edge of the box, passes it to Dessers in the box, who almost looks like he was going to lose it, but he sidesteps a couple of players and he passes it into the back of the net. Brilliant there from Dessers there, a difficult chance to get. Got to give a lot of praise to Tavernier for the fight actually and winning the ball as well. So 1-0 early on and very happy. However, we were dealt a blow on the 15th minute with Seymour having to go off injured and McCausland came on. Can't get any luck with injuries just now at all, especially with Seymour. I think he was holding his hamstring. There's a good chance that if he's coming off that early on and he walked off as well, then there's a good chance he's not going to be in for the running for the end of the season. Poor play from Lundstrom on the 24th minute. He gave the ball away in our half. The Hearts player charges through our defence into the left side of the box. He tries to shoot, but Lundstrom done well and he slides in to put it out for the corner. Really shouldn't be happening that, once again giving the ball away in a stupid place. The big chance that Hearts did have came a minute later though on the 25th minute. It was a long ball into our box from the right side. Our defence were absolutely static. The Hearts player breaks through and shoots at close range, but it was blocked by Butland's feet and the defender knocks it out for the corner. However, looking back, it may have been offside in any case. He just looked as if he was a fraction offside, but we'll never know, will we? 31st minute, Matondo drove the ball from the halfway line to the edge of the box in the centre. He slides it to the right to McCausland, who tries to get the ball through, but falls to our player on the edge of the box. We would have a shot, but it was easy for the keeper. Balogun on the 37th minute had a glancing header into the arms of the keeper, but it would have been ruled offside in any case. Tavernier had a free kick from about 25 yards on the 42nd minute, and it was over the bar. And to round out the first half, Cantwell was on the right on the 46th minute. He picks the ball up, drives it inwards towards goal, feeds it to Matondo on the left. He had the opportunity to shoot, but he takes it on and puts it out for the corner. That kind of typifies the way we were playing, having the opportunity to shoot and we were just choosing the wrong option every time, and we were getting nowhere near the goal with it. Second half though, Hearts definitely started off the much stronger. They made a few changes throughout the half as well. They were certainly going for it. It's a cup tie, they had to. But again, we largely contained them. They had a chance in the 52nd minute that was smuggled away. 57th minute, Matondo with a shot was well over the bar. 63rd minute, Matondo came off, Silva came on. 64th minute, Diamandé with a shot just wide. 70th minute, Silva with a curling effort over the bar. 72nd minute, Hearts with a shot just by the post. There was a lot of tired legs out there. There was a few changes for Hearts, as I said. They were going more for it. We weren't really doing anything. That was the real big concern, though, is we were starting to leave gaps at the back, doing very little up front. Hearts had a couple of chances on the 72nd minute with a shot just by the post. Shankland headers the side netting from a corner that wasn't cleared. A lot of space there for him at the back post. However, we made it 2-0 on the 78th minute with Dessers scoring. Fantastic from Cantwell, who drove the ball forward from the halfway line. He was taking players on just outside of the box. He holds it up, he slides it to the right side into the box for Dessers, who shoots the ball first time. It was saved by the keeper, rebounds back out to him, he takes it round a player and shoots it into the back of net. Fantastic all round, maybe a bit of fortune getting the rebound back there, but he taking the pressure well. Outstanding from Cantwell, just driving the ball forward. That's what you want to see, driving the ball forward, going at players all the way through the centre, and it was just a great piece of play all round. 80th minute, Cantwell, Sterling and Diomande off, Raskin, Barisic and Lawrence on. 88th minute, the ball split through the Hearts defence by a great pass from Lawrence to Dessers, who could have taken it on himself, but he drags it to the left side. A lovely cut back to Silva, who, I don't know what he was doing, he just seems to fall over the ball when all he really had to do was tap it into a more or less an empty net. Really poor there. It was a great ball though, and really good play from Dessers. Butland was called into action late on in the 90th minute. It was a great save from a shot from the pretty much the penalty spot, and that's how the game ended out. So, as I said, it wasn't a vintage performance with us. Some concerns there, certainly in the second half, sitting off a wee bit, but you've got to balance that with the fact it's a cup tie. Hearts threw everything at it in the second half. They were largely anonymous. We did contain them for most of the game. Concerns were a wee bit gaps at the back just before we got the second goal, but you've got to be happy nonetheless. It's all about getting the result in a cup tie anyway. So as I said, that lines up an Old Firm cup tie. That's going to be on the 25th of May, I believe. So at least it gives us something to look forward to. After Celtic's result yesterday, it shows they can be got at. Anything can happen. I still think things are out of our reach, but we go out there and we just get any result by hook or by crook. We need to rack up the goal difference as well, because it really could boil down to that, the way the table is just now. We go into the next game, that's on Sunday the 28th of April. That's away against St Mirren. That's a half 12 kickoff, so another difficult game, but we need to go out there and prove our worth anyway. So I don't know when Dave and I will be back with another podcast, but we just had the last one out just there. So you can go to all the usual podcast outlets there. All that's left to say is have a good rest of your weekend. Thanks for listening and goodbye.